We take this time in our service to focus our thoughts on what Christ has done for us and the sacrifice that was made for us. So, I think about what I'm going to say at these talks, and something came to mind for this one. So I got a question for you. What does perfect look like? And that's interesting to me when you really think about it. What does perfect look like? Now, I like a lot of sports things. So it's baseball season. It's a lot of baseball stuff going on. So one thing that came to mind is a phrase I've heard of. You know, in baseball, a pitcher has a perfect game. You know what that means? It means he didn't give up any hits, no walks, nobody got on base. In a 9-inning game, 27 batters come up, and he knocked them all down. They're all out. So in baseball world, that's a perfect game. So you have that kind of view from baseball. Or something else from sports. If a team has a perfect season, you know, they didn't lose any games. You know, that's pretty rare, right? It hasn't happened very often, but a team has a perfect season. And there's other things you think about that could be. A student, you know, they go through the whole school year and don't miss a day of school. What's that called? They have perfect attendance, right? In my day, you used to get little certificates for that. It said perfect attendance. Now it's just like, yeah, okay. I think it's pretty rare anymore. But, yeah, perfect attendance. Or somebody that may be viewed that has a perfect complexion. Or you're out in a park. Or you know, in the country somewhere, and you see the sun setting, and you might hear the phrase, "That's a perfect sunset," or "There's a perfect day," or "Everything just seemed to go right, and everything was just great." So, man, today that was a perfect day. Or you go out to eat, right? Or you make some food, and you make that, if you're a steak lover, and you have that steak, and it's perfect. That was a perfect steak. It was done just right. Or a perfect gift. You give a gift, a birthday gift, or whatever gift that is. Ah, you receive that. That was perfect. That was just what I wanted. That was a perfect gift. All right, I'm getting the point across. You know, it's things that you visualize as being perfect. Well, you look it up. You know, a couple of different ways of looking at this when you think about perfect. Conforming absolutely to the description or definition of an ideal type. So I underline that, you know, when you think about perfect, it's an ideal type. Or excellent or complete beyond a predicted or theoretical improvement. So that second one, complete beyond improvement. So all those things I said earlier kind of match up into one of those two things, you know, something that's complete or beyond improvement. You know, somebody that has a perfect game as a pitcher. You can't get any better than that. You know, that's what it was. Or a perfect season, you're undefeated. Or perfect attendance, you're there every day, you have perfect attendance. That's complete beyond improvement. The ideal type one is something that's kind of perceived. You know, what you perceive as an ideal or perfect complexion or perfect sunset. What you might think is a perfect sunset might be different than what I think it is. Or a perfect gift or a perfect food. You know, maybe you like your steak well done, or somebody likes it rare. Well, whatever it is, that's what you consider to be perfect. So it's that ideal type for that kind of person. Okay, all right, where are we going with all this? All right, what about Jesus? I think we have heard numerous times where we would consider Jesus as being perfect, right? Well, again, what's that first question I ask you? What does that mean? What does that look like? Again, when we think of things in this world as being perfect, again, it's an ideal type, or it's complete beyond improvement. Jesus perfect? As far as how you define perfect in this world, well, it's kind of hard maybe to connect that. Yeah, we say Jesus is perfect, but again, when we think about things in this world, there may be a little bit of a disconnect, but yes, Jesus, of course, is perfect in both ideal type and complete beyond improvement. Now, why I say it's a little bit tough to consider when you think of somebody that has a perfect complexion, or they live, you know, they're living this perfect life. They have what they need. They take care of everything and all this stuff. I had Wesley sing that song, "He Carried My Sorrows," Isaiah 53. I use Isaiah 53 a lot when I think about the Lord's Supper. We talked a lot about prophecy here in the lesson this morning, thinking about things to come. Isaiah 53 is exactly that. Here is a description of our Lord and Savior way before he was ever here. Now, when you think about perfect terms of somebody or something, this is what you think of, right? No form, no majesty, no beauty. Sounds perfect? Despised, rejected, somebody that's full of sorrow. Somebody that's oppressed or afflicted. Somebody that's numbered with transgressors. Somebody that's numbered with sinners. Somebody that was pierced. Somebody that was wounded. Somebody that was stricken or beaten. Somebody that was crushed. Somebody that was slaughtered. Sound like somebody perfect? Well, you know what? Yes. Hebrews 5:9, "And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Wow. Jesus was made perfect. By going through all these things, Jesus came to this world and suffered all these things we read in Isaiah 53. Yeah, that happened. He suffered. He was tortured. He was beaten. He was spit on. He was crucified. He died for us. Now, in any normal terms of this world, we wouldn't call that a perfect life, a perfect ending to somebody's life that had to go through that. For Jesus, absolutely it was. That was absolutely perfect. And yeah, he suffered, but he suffered for us. And that was, you know, we think about Jesus leading a perfect life because he didn't sin, right? He was a perfect example of how to live. But I say to you, from what I read and how I think about this, it wasn't just that Jesus led a perfect life by not sinning. Jesus led a perfect life because he fulfilled prophecy. He fulfilled everything he was supposed to do and everything that he needed to be for us. And yeah, that doesn't look perfect sometimes in our life when we think about the perfect look, the perfect sunset, how beautiful, you know, things can be that look perfect, but man, the beauty of Jesus is seen in his suffering and what he did for us. He was made perfect so that he can become the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And we gather around this table today to honor Christ, the perfect sacrifice that was made for us. And remember all that he went through for us. Yeah, he didn't sin. He led a perfect life, but part of that perfect life was suffering, was anguish, was a broken heart for those who betrayed him. But he did all of that for us. And we honor that at this time. We partake of the bread that represents that body that was sacrificed for us and the blood that was shed for us on that cross. And boy, let me tell you, this is perfect. And we honor Christ for that perfect sacrifice as we partake this bread and this cup.